the hour of 11 o'clock, and I am joined now the chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors, Charlotte Schmidt, with me. Charlotte, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good.
How was your morning?
Very good. We had a very good, very good meeting today.
How was the meeting? Went well?
It went very well.
Ribbon cutting went well?
Yeah, we had a, yeah.
Elevators operational?
Elevators operational.
Did you ride it a time or two just to enjoy it?
Well, we didn't today. Because we had to be getting back downstairs for our 9 o'clock board meeting.
Okay, so. I didn't know if maybe you went up or down. Did you push all the buttons?
No, I don't do that. No, that's not right.
I'm just checking, Charlotte. I'm just checking. Okay. So, but the meeting went well, and there was a ribbon cut. If people were curious, there was a construction project on the elevator, and it has now...
Took several months, and so now the elevator works perfectly, and...
It's open to the public.
Yeah, it's open to the... It has been open, and we just did an official...
Yeah.
Because Jill had a picture of back when the original elevator was put in and everything, and it was just a three-board member.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, they had an official picture of that. So she showed that to all of us, but now there's five board. But I did ask our maintenance director, Dan, a right to be in the picture with us because he did all the work.
Uh-huh.
He made sure it all happened and it all got taken care of. So, you know, we're just the board. We just say, you do it, and he did it. So it was great. Great morning.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the meeting. So the ribbon cutting was first.
Correct. And that was at 8:45.
Okay. Then at 9 o'clock, the meeting. Call the meeting to order. Mm-hmm. All the supervisors present at the meeting.
Everyone was present. Correct.
All the routine preliminary items approved.
All approved.
Audience comments.
Yes, I had two. Trip Nehrup from Villisca City Council talked, and he made his comments about the EMS.
Okay.
And then Lisa Cotter was there, and she also talked about the EMS. And then on our agenda today, under new business, we had a piece of property that the county has a tax certificate, and we were going to transfer it over to the city so that they could try and get it back on the the tax tax
rolls.
Thank you.
Yeah. So two comments and public comment: Trip Nehrup and Lisa
Cotter. Yeah.
Okay.
That's
and
all.
Then the weekly committee and assignment updates for supervisors.
This week, Alex had a SWPCO meeting and a Nishna Productions meeting, and Brian had a Conservation Board meeting.
Okay.
The rest of us did not have anything special this week.
All right. Let's talk about secondary roads. What do we have from Engineer Karen Albert from secondary
roads?
Well,
we have quite a bit today.
Okay.
Okay, because not only... Okay. So just her regular report... they hauled rock in the Morton Mills area, worked on paved road shoulders in the Wales area, cold patched M63 south of Stanton, prepping dust control areas throughout the county, and conducted equipment maintenance. The field personnel started 10-hour workdays, 6 to 4:30, Monday through Thursday, starting this Monday, April 27th. The office will continue to be open Monday through Friday, 7 to 3:30. Motor grader training will be conducted next week, Monday through Thursday, by Brian Jackson Heavy Equipment Training. There will be classroom training on Monday and then training using our motor graders Tuesday through Thursday. The on-hands training will be conducted at the county farm and later on in the week on 170th Street between D and E Avenue.
Okay.
Low water crossing on 210th Street. The contractor poured concrete on top of the pipes last week. They have been unable to work since then due to the rain, and they plan on pouring concrete on the slopes this week, weather permitting. Q Avenue Railroad Bridges. Q Avenue. The railroad bridge is almost completely removed now. They have some cleanup to do. They also started clearing and grubbing and stripping topsoil in the areas to be graded.
Okay.
L Avenue Railroad Bridge. They started taking bridge planks off the bridge and moved equipment to the site. We have the engineer's office. They have an opening for a truck driver laborer. They'll be taking applications until this Friday, May 1st at 3:30 in the engineer's office. This deadline has been extended from April 24th. Applications can be picked up at the engineer's office or the auditor's office. The job posting and application are also on the county website.
Okay.
Last but not least, there will be a Board of Adjustments meeting tomorrow, April 29th, at the engineer's office at 5:30 p.m. The meeting is regarding a variance application.
Okay.
And that's all I know about that.
Quite a report there from Engineer Karen
Albert. Had a long report today. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes.
What about the Secondary Roads Fiscal Year 2027 IDOT budget?
Okay, that was approved, and I don't have that with me, but basically that the IDOT budget has to match the county budget.
Okay.
And so it did.
Okay.
I could send it to you in an email, but yeah, it's that was approved unanimously.
All right. Secondary Roads Fiscal Year 2027 5-year construction plan, is that approved as well?
That was approved.
Unanimous?
And I brought you a copy of that.
Yeah.
So anyway, she had typed out a copy, so it's and like she said, as you get up into 2029, 2030, 2031, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what their vision is, and so things might get moved up or moved back. So.
This is incorrect though, Sharla. This is incorrect.
Why?
I don't see Ironwood Avenue on there anywhere.
Oh, okay.
For paving.
Okay.
You might take that back and run that by and say, I just knew that Ironwood Avenue would be in that
list.
Well,
I am going to have to give a call to the county engineer on that.
Totally incorrect. I don't see Ironwood.
Have you guys requested that to be paved?
I don't know if I have through official channels, but
okay.
We talked about it a
okay.
lot. So I'm just saying.
Well, I can sure touch base with her.
I just
on that.
Knew that that was in the 5-year plan to pave Ironwood Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Lo and behold. Well, back to the drawing board on that one.
Okay.
All right.
I apologize. And hopefully she's listening to this.
Well, we'll see. I'll just keep at it. Okay. So that was approved unanimously.
That was approved unanimously, okay. Yeah. Karen is a great engineer, so.
Let's talk about a discussion that's been ongoing, EMS essential services, a discussion item, so no real action items there, but what took place?
Well, yeah, it was really more for conversation today. After last week we talked about it, and this week, last week I had asked Brian Hammond, I said, could you just put some stuff together for us so that we can understand it better? And he did. He sent to the supervisors, board of supervisors, the two Iowa codes that would be considered under EMS. One is Iowa code 422, and that's the funding mechanism, okay, for the supervisors, so that if we want to take it to a vote, that's what that code. And you really kind of have to read it, too. And like I told him, we just got it yesterday afternoon, so I will take time to look at that. And then there's Iowa code 357F and 357G. Now, 357F deals with the counties, 357G, that deals with the city. But it creates an EMS district. And so what we need to do to proceed, which we want to do, is put together a committee. But we need to include, we need to look at all the different groups in our county. And so we asked Brian today, would you please go and talk to him and see who they would like to have on the committee?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it also includes a hospital because of the transfer and stuff. So we don't want too big of a committee because then that gets a little bit.
It gets cumbersome if it gets too big.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. So anyway, so that's where we are starting the process. Now, Brian has talked to several counties that have passed it, and they said, you know, the one county, which is kind of our size, he said, they're on their third year still with it. Now, we don't.
You mean third year trying to get the.
Well, still working on.
Okay.
The process.
Okay.
You know, and deciding how they're going to, what they're going to put, how they're going to do it, how they're going to set everything up.
Okay.
So
is that the first step then, formation of this committee?
Correct.
Okay.
And then we'll move forward.
Okay, so that's the next step. Will that take place? I mean, are you going to move forward with that? Do you think?
Yeah. He's got to reach out to everybody first.
Okay.
And so he said he wouldn't be able to attend our meeting next week, but so in 2 weeks he'll come back. He'll email us information to let us know kind of what's going on. But then in a couple of weeks we'll talk about it again and
Yeah.
Well, we're getting the process started.
Okay.
That's something we need to talk about.
Anything else in that discussion that, I mean, obviously you talked to Mr. Hammond. Anything else that you, in that discussion that
came up? Well, it was just kind of brought up in the discussion about volunteers.
Yeah.
That how in our society now we don't really have the volunteers.
You're right.
People don't, you know, well, we don't, and we don't have the population either.
Right.
But that's going to be a concern for us as we move forward mm-hmm. as a county.
Okay. Anything else there that you would touch on?
No, okay. it was very good. Very okay. good today.
Under new business, a few items. Approved solutions agreement for recorder's portion in for fiscal year 27, $7,310.24. Is solutions the new software package?
No, that's the old one.
Okay,
but but the recorder's portion was not able to they weren't able to bring that over July 1 with us, and it was going to take another year. So the recorder needed to stay on the solutions programming, and then next year recorders will come over.
Okay. So that's what it costs for that portion of it for fiscal year 27,310.24. Right. Was that approved?
That's approved.
Unanimously?
Unanimously.
Approved requests for the use of the Montgomery County Courthouse lawn for Iowa 99 County Bible Reading Marathon Tuesday, July 7th from 8 a.m. until finished. This isn't necessarily new. I think this is taking place
every year.
Yeah.
But it has to be approved.
Yeah.
So that was approved unanimously.
Okay. Agreement for assignment of tax certificate. This is it's a parcel land, but it's 500 East Knuckle Street in Red Oak.
Right.
Action is necessary. What took place there?
Well, that was a piece of property that, as Lisa Cotter was there, and she talked about it, that the city has been mowing for years.
Yeah.
And so the person who owns this piece of property passed away. But where they were, you know, where the tax statements were being mailed, they never got paid. And then also the city had assessments on it. So when we found out, they couldn't do an abandonment through the legal system because there's no billing on that piece of property. So basically what we did today is we had this certificate
mm-hmm.
and we transferred that over to the city today.
Okay.
That's what we did.
Is that approved unanimously?
That was approved unanimously.
Okay. Then there's resolution 2026-24, assignment of tax sale certificate. And there's a number there.
That's the second one. Okay, the assignment of tax certificate went to the city, and then we had to do a resolution.
Okay.
Yeah, to do the assignment of tax sale. It had to be a resolution, which we did.
And that was
which had all the legalities in it, okay?
You betcha. Yeah.
And then on something like this, you have to wait for 90 days now in case someone would come and say, well, that's my piece of property.
So. Okay. But the resolution 26-24 passed unanimously.
It passed unanimously,
okay.
Yes.
Agenda items for next week. There'll be a closed session.
Confidential records. That's okay. That closed session 21.5K for confidential records. There'll be probably monthly reports, and that's all we kind of know as of right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Charlotte Schmidt with me, Chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors. Anything else, Charlotte, we need to touch on?
I think that's all today.
All right. Very good.
All right.
Busy rest of the day. Gonna enjoy
always
the, there's always something going
there's
on
always something yeah
all right very good
okay
nice to see you thanks
yeah,
for stopping
thank
by
thank you Aaron
Charlotte Schmidt with me chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors our thanks to Ms. Schmidt for stopping by visiting with
it's
us.
Time for healthy living